favorites. You know and loved him as a Boilermaker. Some of you know and loved him from his high school days locally here. DJ Bird is with us. Say, DJ, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Not as good as you, because it seems like you have yourself a new gig here. Congratulations on that. You have told everyone you're going to be director of men's basketball operations at Mercer, so you're heading on down to Georgia. Kind of walk us through, what was that process like? You end the season, and then this opportunity comes up with Coach Gary and everything. Talk a little bit about that process.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously the past two seasons I've been a graduate assistant at Purdue, and it's been an incredible, incredible learning experience as far as understanding, going from player to coach, understanding that relationship, building that coach-player relationship, and then being able to see, you know, Coach Painter and Coach Gary, Coach Lutz, and Coach Brantley, you know, and arguably one of the best years of the past two seasons and some of their best coaching. So over the past two years, you know, I've been able to sit in these meeting rooms and be able to talk with them and just kind of absorb as much as I can from them. And it's one of those things that kind of happened over the course of the past couple of years. I've, you know, organized a lot of camps. I've organized Robbie Hummel basketball camp, Dakota Mathias basketball camp, as well as a Matt Painter basketball camp at Purdue. And just kind of the combination of experience I got there the past two seasons. You know, when this opportunity came up, Coach Gary was able to call me into his office, and you know, from there I was obviously very, very interested, and just happy to be here. Just got down here a few days ago to kind of, you know, get a lay of the land, and really excited to get going, bring in some players and kind of, you know, build on our program.
Before Coach Gary had told you that he was taking that job down there at Mercer and then obviously made the offer to you, how much did you know about Mercer before the opportunity came about?
Well, I think like anyone that watches college basketball, you remember, I think it was 2014 or 15 when they beat Duke in the NCAA tournament. Was kind of the first time that I'd heard of Mercer. But after, you know, looking them up, doing some research and getting down here, I got to say I was even surprised by myself. The campus is beautiful. They've renovated a lot. There's a lot spreading around campus, and it is a smaller private school. But I tell you what, they do have the facilities and you know, the setup to be successful, and that's the biggest thing after that. So after talking with my wife Ashley, who's been so cool and so awesome throughout this whole process, and she enjoys basketball, enjoys supporting basketball, and we're just excited for our next adventure together, and looking forward to being here at Mercer.
We're talking with DJ Bird on the Wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotline. He's taken up the position director of men's basketball operations down at Mercer. What exactly is your career path, you think? Do you want to become a head coach at the collegiate level? Well, what's kind of that end goal for you, and how does this job help get you there? Can you explain that to the listeners?
Yeah, I mean, as a player, you're so, you know, involved with yourself. You're involved with, you know, you're trying to play hard. You're trying to score a lot of points. You're trying to do a lot of things as a player. So your vision is somewhat limited. And after going through the process of being a player, coming back, being a graduate assistant, being around coaches, understand that, you know, it's about the game. It's about winning, but it's also about, you know, building young players, growing young players, understanding that these guys, you're trying to prepare them for life. And, you know, once you kind of understand that and oh man, if I knew that as a player, you know, maybe I would have been, whether, you know, a better leader, I would have been a better teammate, I would have been. So that's the stuff that I've been able to learn, is how do I engage these players? How do I bring them together and get them to understand that it is a process? There's no shortcuts. And that's kind of been my philosophy and kind of what I've learned over the past couple years, and it's kind of what I'm trying to bring down here to Mercer.
Well, I'll tell you what, from learning all that stuff, you learn from somebody good in Coach Painter. You got to be there when he accepted that Coach of the Year award. What was that like for you?
It was a great experience, and just to see him up there in front of a national stage, you know, he's been respected for the past few, I mean, for many years as being a consistent college coach that does things the right way, and just to see that come to fruition with our team last year, you really got to see, how he engaged with Carson Edwards, how he engaged with Nojel Easter, and some of our guys that just played their role so well, and it all came together. Guys that came off the bench, Aaron Wheeler, Eric Hunter, and Matt Hart. I mean, I could go on and on with the roster that we had this year, but he was able to consistently, you know, with each individual, hey, you can bring this to the table. This is how you can do it. And it was on, you know, those players to accept that coaching, and they did. They played well. They played with confidence. They played hard. And it's what Coach Paint's been doing for a long time, but I was just so happy to see it all come together for him and him to get recognized for it. And that night was special, and I was glad to be able to be there to watch him accept the award. And you know, we were hoping to be there, you know, preparing for a game, but at the same time, you know, he deserved the award and had a great year.
DJ Bird with us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. You brought up Carson Edwards, obviously. One of the greatest scorers in Purdue history. You had another front row seat for another guy almost a decade ago here that was known as that player, and that was Etuan Moore. Compare those two for me. I mean, you've gotten to know both those guys, so compare Etuan to Carson to me, can you equate that at all to how maybe Carson will perform in the NBA, how Etuan's been?
Yeah, I think they both obviously have a scoring mentality, and they're relentless when it comes to be able to get to their spot on the floor and make a play. I would say physically they're a little bit different. You know, Etuan's more of a pace player. He's got some length to him. He's got great touch around the rim, and you've seen him evolve into a passing point guard in the NBA. And I think for Carson Edwards, you've seen him be explosive and get his shot in a variety of ways. And for him, I think if he adds, you know, more of that point guard distributing ability, he can be, you know, a big time threat as a scoring guard as well in the NBA. So comparing them, they are both a scoring mentality, but they do it in different ways. And to be, you know, right there for those games that he had, especially the Virginia game, you know, any space he gets, he can get a shot and he hits it. And to see him do that, you know, continuously. You know, as a coach, you're sitting there and you're looking at the next play. Hey, how can we score this next play? Hey, wow, he just hit that shot. How do we score on the next play? So, like, you know, after about the 10th time he was doing that, I finally kind of looked back. I was like, wow, he's got a lot of points right now. So for me, it wasn't surprising, but it was very impressive to be there for that. And, you know, they're both phenomenal players, and I was fortunate to be able to play with one and be a part of the other one's career here at Purdue the past couple seasons. So, nothing but respect for those guys and wish Carson the best as he goes and does his thing in the summer league and hopefully finds himself a home somewhere.
You know, I was trying to think back at your time here at Purdue, and I don't think you as a player, I could be wrong, but I don't recall you as a player having the kind of start that this team had with the adversity. I know you get into December, they lost a couple of really close ones, the Texas game. I mean, you know, Virginia Tech. I mean, you guys played some really tough competition early on. I know the record wasn't what you guys wanted to, but you have that moment after the Crossroads Classic. What's it like in the locker room just for that week right after the Crossroads Classic where you guys kind of had to find something and you go on that run into Big Ten play? Take us back to that moment and what that was like for you as a coach.
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the year, you know, we just needed some time. I mean, in previous years, we had summer, you know, we went to Taiwan, we went to Spain the year before. So I think the team this year just needed time to be around each other, to play their role. And when it came together, you know, we sat down after the Notre Dame game, Coach Painter said some great things. And really got the team to understand their roles, to understand that we needed to play harder as a group. And I think everyone collectively was like, you know what? That's right. I got to shed some of this. You know, I got to shed some of myself here and open myself up to the team. And when we did that, we surprised ourselves. We're like, hey, we can do this. So we got into a rhythm there, won some games, won some close ones, even through some of Carson's shooting struggles. And when we did that, we believed we could really beat anybody. And it was cool to be a part of that, and we'll try to build the same mentality down here at Mercer with a lot of our guys, being patient with each other, understanding each other, and then working our tails off to get some wins.
Well, DJ, before we let you go, I know every time you go, it doesn't matter who you are, whenever you go to a college campus, they're always like, oh, no, you got to go over there, you got to try this. So I'm sure Mercer's got its own thing down there, of course, with that Southern cooking. So tell me, what's the one place, maybe food item that they're like, yo, you've got to go down and try this?
Well, hey, I've already had some chicken and waffles down here. I've had some other things, but the way campus is set up, there's a few nice restaurants and some live music and has that Southern feel. So I'm pretty comfortable already and look forward to being here.
Hey, look, as an older guy, let me tell you something, that metabolism, like, that pieces out on you real quick. So be careful down there with that food, man.
I know. And as the director of basketball operations, I'm not on the court as much. So I got to find some time here, you know. stay in the weight room or something.
DJ Bird, he is going to be the new director of men's basketball operations down at Mercer. We couldn't be happier for him, and you've given us some great memories on the court and on the bench, man. I think I speak for all of Boilermaker Nation when I say thank you, and we wish you the best of luck. Thanks so much for making the time for us this morning, man.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
University Bookstore, more than just a bookstore.
You want it, we got it. University Bookstore has you covered on all Purdue athletic sports apparel. Shop online at Purdue.